The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
In the Perek of Hamafked, we deal primarily with the various chiyuvim, responsibilities of a shomer vis-a-vis the bailim versus the owner. Various cases where the shomer is either chayev or potter on his shmira. The animal dies, the pikadon gets lost, gneiva v'aveda, oines, pshia. Responsibilities that a shomer accepts upon himself at the time of shmira. In our daf as well, daf mem, we learn about different scenarios whereby the shomer does not have to return the full amount of the pikadon that was given to him. If, for example, some of it became rotten, or some of the wine was absorbed into the walls of the vat. In all these cases, we discuss the chiyuvim, the responsibilities of the shomer towards the bailim, towards the owner. In Hilchos Shomrim, however, there are also responsibilities, there are also chiyuvim from the bailim towards the shomer. For example, one of the dalet shomrim, one of the four shomrim, is a soichel, someone who rents, someone who pays money to the owner in order to be able to use the item, a renter. There, of course, the soichel has chiyuvim, has responsibilities. He's chayev v'gneiva v'aveda, he's potter b'oinsin, but the maske, the owner, the bailim, also have chiyuvim, responsibilities, vis-a-vis the shomer. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Yud, Sif Aleph, that tells us, ha-soicher es ha-behemo v'cholso, if a person rents an animal, and the animal gets sick, va'adayin ruyin l'mlocha, but it's still able to work. Or, in our day and age, if you rent a car, and the car was fine when you rented it, and something happened, you hit a nail, and the tire is very soft, and the car doesn't drive as fast, it's sputtering along, then the owner does not have to provide a new animal, does not have to give a new car. He can tell him, I gave you a good item, something happened. Might be noinus, the seicher is potu, but the maske, the owner, does not have to provide for a new animal. Mesa behemo, if however the animal died, or the car broke down, chayiv lahamidoi behemo acheres, then there's a chiyuv, a responsibility on the owner to provide another animal. That is the chiyuv from the owner, from the maske, from the bailim, towards the soicher, towards the shomer. And the difference is clear. If the animal gets sick and it's still able to work, so obviously this animal is still a kiyum. It's still part of the original schirus. It's part of the original agreement. After all, I gave you a good animal, and now it's not able to work as much, but I did what I was supposed to. I, as a bailim, gave you a good animal, and therefore you're still able to fulfill this chirus. You have to continue paying me for it, because that was the agreement we made, but the animal or the car is still fulfilling the terms of our agreement. However, if the animal died or the car breaks down completely, it's totaled, then obviously there is no fulfillment of the original schirus, of the original agreement, and therefore the maskir, the owner, has to provide for a new behema or for a new car in order to continue the original agreement of schirus. The Gemara describes in Daf Ayin Ches, and the Rambam explains, that if a person rents a behema, and the animal gets taken away, gets impounded by the melech, by the king, and it's not returned at all. It's impounded and is going to be taken away for good. An oinus happens, the animal is taken away. Animal doesn't die, it's still around, but it's not here. And for all intents and purposes, the soicher cannot use the animal. After 2 weeks, the king came and impounded the car. So the Rambam seems to learn that even if they impound the Rambam in Perek Hei, in Hilchos Chirus, the Rambam says, HaSoicher es HaBehemo, V'chol Tzoy Nishtatis, you rent an animal, it got sick, Oy Nilkechol La'avoides HaMelech, or it got taken away, it got impounded by the king, Afo Pishe Ein Soifo Lachzoy, even though it's never going to return, it was taken away for good, Hare Amaske Ra'im Le'Soicher, Hare Shelchol Lefonecho, V'chayiv Litin Lo'ischoroi Misholem. So the owner, the bailim, the masker, can tell the soicher, the renter, it's too bad, it's mazlech hagoram, it's your tough luck, you're right, right now you have no animal, but after all, it's not my fault either. Hareshelcha lefanecha, mazlech hagoram, it's your luck, and therefore I don't have to provide you a new behemoth. The Kesem Mishnah learns in the Rambam, that it would seem from the Rambam, and even if the animal gets impounded, and it's never going to return, and for all intents and purposes the animal is lost, nevertheless, the owner, the bailim, does not have to provide for a new behemah. Or the way we would translate it in today's day and age, if a person is driving on the street, and an oinus happens, the car gets carjacked, he gets held up, and the car gets carjacked, a gneva b'oinus, it gets stolen, and his oinus happens. And now he has no car left. And in all likelihood, you'll never find back the car. Nevertheless, since the car is not broken, it's not mesa, it's not gone, rather it's still around, just I cannot use it, the maskio can tell the soicher, harei shelcha lefanecha, it's your mazel. The nesivis, in Simon Shin Yud, Sifkot and Beis, asks a very basic question. Why is that different than Mesa? Why is this different than when the animal dies? We know the halach is that if an oinus happens and the animal dies, and now the soicher is not able to use the animal, and he's not able to be mekayim the din schirus, he's not able to fulfill the original agreement of schirus because the animal died, then the maskil, the owner, the bailim, has to provide for a new animal. Frek the nesiva, so too in our case. If the behema gets nilkach lavidas hamelech ve'ena chazeres klal, as the Rambam is mashma, if the animal gets taken away and never gets returned, the car gets impounded, or the car gets carjacked, b'oines, and obviously the seicher is poto from paying, because an oinus happened, but now the soicher is not able to use the car anymore. It's like it's gone. It's like the animal died. And just like when the animal dies, the maskir has to provide for a new behemah, or when the car breaks down, gets totaled, the maskir, the owner, has to provide a new car. So if the car gets taken away, nignav b'oinus, it gets impounded, it's never going to be given back, then too, the owner should have to provide for a new car. So the Nesiva says, no. The Nesiva says, this halacha that says that the animal gets taken away by the king, or the car would get carjacked, whereby the maskir does not have to provide for a new behemah, or does not have to provide for a new car, is only in a scenario where eventually it will return. Eventually it will come back, but only after the schirus. For example, a person rented a car for 30 days, and the car gets impounded to be given back by the government after 2 months, after 45 days. So even though the soicher, for the duration of the schirus, has no benefit of the car, he has no use of the car, because after all, the car is impounded, but since eventually the car will return, so it's not the same as Mesa. Mesa, the animal dies, the car gets totaled, so the car is gone, then the owner has to provide a new car. But here, the car is not gone. The car is still here. V'horaya, it's coming back in 2 months. So the only thing that got affected was the soichel's yimei haschirus. The only thing that was affected was the days, the 30 days that the soichel had usage of the car. So since it's only, the only thing that got affected was the soichel's use, the maskir can tell the soichel, mazlechogoram. It's your luck, it's not me. V'horaya, I'm getting back my car after 2 months. It's you. It happened to you. It happened that for the 30 days, you cannot use the car. That's your mazel. Therefore, says Nesivis, in such a case, the owner does not have to provide for a new car. Then he can say mazel chagoram. If, however, the car gets impounded, le'olam, einach ezeres klal, says Nesivis, if it's never going to return to the bailim, in such a case, we say mazal hamaskir goram. Then obviously there's no difference between that and if the car gets totaled or the animal dies. And just like when the animal dies, the maskir, the owner, has to provide for a new behemoth, so too when the animal gets taken away la'olam, the car gets impounded, gets carjacked, and it's never going to get returned, in such a case, the maskir would have to provide a new car, a new behemoth. But the Sma seems to agree with the Rambam. So we have a machlekes between the Sma and the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that if a car gets carjacked and never gets returned, then the owner has to provide a new car for the duration of the Schirus. If it gets returned, even if it gets returned after the Schirus is finished, then he does not have to provide. But if the car gets carjacked and never gets returned, then the owner has to provide for a new car, because that's no different than an oinus happening, meso, whereby the owner has to provide for a new behemoth, for a new car. The Sma, however, learns no. The Sma learns that even if the car gets carjacked la'olam, even if the behemoth gets taken away and it's never to be returned, still the maskil can tell the soichel, mazlecha goram. It didn't die, it's still around. Just you cannot use it. Therefore, the maskir does not have to provide, the owner does not have to provide a new behemoth, a new car, in order to fulfill the agreement of the schirus. How do we understand such a machlekes? What is this machlekes dependent on? So I believe we have to say over here a fundamental chakira, an understanding in a soichel. One of the Dalet Shoimrim, one of the four Shoimrim, is a Soichel. Somebody that pays in order for the right to use the item. What is a Soichel? What's the Chiyuv of a Soichel? There are two ways of learning. Be'etzem, a Soichel is like a Shoimer. Like a Shoimer Chinam and a Shoimer Socho. That's what the Gemara says in the end of a Soichel's Umnin. The Gemara has a Shaila, whether a soichel is shayim chinam or soichel is a shayim socha. Why? Because a soichel is like every other shaymer. He has to watch it. He has chiyuv eishmira. He's chay v'gneva v'aveda. We pass him, he's like a shayim socha. A soichel is no different than a regular shaymer. But what's the difference? A regular shaymer is not allowed to use the chayfetz, is not allowed to use the pikodoin. If he uses the pikodoin, he's a shaleach yad, a soichel, since he pays money, so he's paying for the right to use the chayfetz. So the soichel is really no better than a regular shoymer. Just what gives him the schus hishtamshus? What gives him the right to be able to use the chayfetz? The right that gives him to use the chayfetz, to use the pikadon, is because he pays for it. So it's like a shoymer that gives money in order to use the chayfetz. So the schus hishtamshus, the right to use the chayfetz for the soichel, is because he pays money for it. It's like he buys the right to use the chayfetz. That's one way of learning. There's another way of learning. That no, really a soichel is like a shoyel. A soichel can borrow the chayfetz. That's really what he's doing. The reason why a soichel can use the chayfetz is because the owner gives him permission to use it. He's like a shoyel. He's a shomer who's like a shoyl. He's not a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. He's really like a shoyl who has a right to use the chayfets because the owner gives him permission. Go ahead, you can use my chayfets. Just in which way is he different than a shoyl? A shoyl is kol anar shaloi. A shoyl has a right to use the chayfets and therefore he's chayav even boinsin. No matter what happens to the chayfets, to the pikadoin, the shoyl is chayav. Why? Because he has a right to use it and therefore he's chayav in every scenario. A soichel tells the owner, you know what? I am like a shoyl, but I'd rather not be chayav boinsin. So therefore I'm paying you money. I'm paying you money now, the renter's fee up front, so that I should not be chayev ba'insin. Therefore, I'm potter ba'insin. But in effect, a soichel is a shoyl. The reason why he's allowed to use the chayfetz is because the owner gives him permission constantly, you are using my chayfetz. Just he's different than a shoyl, that he's potter ba'insin. Why is he potter ba'insin? Because I pay you money up front, a renter's fee, so that I should be potter ba'insin. So according to this, a soichel, the schus hishtamshus, the reason why he's allowed to use the chayfets, it's not because he paid for the right to use the chayfets. No. The reason why he's allowed to use the chayfets is because the owner gives him permission. The shmira, the shoyel aspect, gives him a right to use the chayfets. The reason why he's potter ba'insin, he pays money not to use the chayfets. No, he can use the chayfets because the owner gives him, that's part of the shmira. You're a shoyel, that's why he can use the chayfets. The money is just so that you should not be chayev ba'insin. It's a ptur in the oinsin. I'm giving you money up front, and that makes me potter ba'insin. According to this, we can perhaps understand the machloikis, the nesivis, and the sma in the Rambam. The nesivis learns that the schus hishtamshes of a soicher, the reason why a soicher can use the chayfetz, is because he's borrowing it from the owner. The owner gives him constant permission to use his item. The payment is not to be chayv ba'insin. But the reason why he can use it is because he's, in effect, a shoyel. His geder of shmira, his concept of shmira, is because he's really a shoyel. If that's the case, then there's a constant relationship between the owner, between the bailim, and the soicher. The soicher is constantly borrowing the chayfetz of the owner. It's the owner's item, and he's borrowing it all the time in order to use the owner's item. His chus hishtamshus comes from the fact that he's borrowing it from the owner. If he's borrowing it from the owner, and something happens to the chayfetz, and now the pikadon is not here to be used by the, is not here to be used by the soichel, so, since right now the chayfetz is not around and is never going to come back, so we can clearly say that since there was an agreement between the owner and the soichel to provide a chayfetz for the use of the soichel, and that agreement is a constant she'el, it's a constant borrowing that he uses the chayfetz of the owner, if the chayfetz is gone and he's not going to get it back, if it's la'olam, it's like it's mesa. It's like it's gone. And since the chayfetz will never get returned, it was impounded and is never going to get returned, so it's like the animal or the car is not here, the car is gone, and therefore, in order to fulfill the agreement between the maskir and the soichel, the maskir has to provide for a new behemoth. The maskir has to provide for a new car. Because that was the agreement between them. I have a right to borrow your car for 30 days, the animal is gone, the car is gone, and therefore you have to fulfill your part of the agreement. There is a constant relationship between the soicher and the maskir, because it's as if he's borrowing the chayfetz of the maskir the entire time. Masha'en kein, the Rambam and the Sma learned a different pshat. The Rambam and the Sma learned that the chiyuv ishtamshes, the schus ishtamshes, the right to use it, that a soicher has the right to use, is not because he's borrowing it from the owner. Not because the owner has the constant responsibility towards the soicher to provide him a car, because that's what he borrowed from him. No. Really, he doesn't have a right to use it. He's a shomer. Just what? since he paid money for it in the beginning, so it's like he bought the item for 30 days. I went over to the owner, the shomer, the soicher went over to the masker and told him, I'm buying your car for 30 days. I'm paying you money in order to use your car for 30 days. So it's like a kinyan lizman. I'm buying the right to use it for 30 days. So like any kinyan, when you buy something, if at the time of sale there was no defect in the item, if afterwards something happens to the item, you can't go back to the store owner and tell him you sold me a defective item. If at the time of sale the item was a valid sale, the item was a valid item, was good, then you can't say, oh, something happened to it, and therefore, let me give it back to you. So to a soicher. A soicher, since when he rented in the beginning, the animal was fine. If it dies, then obviously there was something wrong with the animal. But if it did not die, it was taken away, the car was taken away. And even if it's never going to be returned, but you cannot say there was something defective in the chayfet at the time of schirus. So since the entire right to use it is only because I buy it at the time of schirus, I bought it by paying money, I bought it for 30 days, the right to use it, at the time when I made the kinyan, when I bought it, there was nothing defective in the car itself. Even if afterwards the car gets taken away, and it gets taken away for a very long time, and it's never going to return, but there's nothing defective in the maisa schirus, in the kinyan which I made in the beginning, the sale which I bought this car for the right to use it for 30 days, it was not defective, this kinyan, there was nothing lacking in the original sale. And therefore the Rambam and the Sma learn that if an angariya she'ena chazeres la'ilam, if the king takes away the behemoth, even if it's never going to be returned, or the car gets carjacked and it's never going to be returned, the maskil, the owner, does not have to provide for a new car. Because there is no ongoing relationship between the maskil and the soichel, like a mashil and a shoyel. There's no ongoing relationship that the owner has to continuously provide for the shoyel or for the soichel because he's borrowing his car. No. The right that he has to use the car for 30 days is because he bought it in the beginning. A kinyan lizman. I bought the car for 30 days. Therefore, if at the time of sale, at the time of the schirus, the original schirus, when I rented it, there was nothing defective in the behemoth, in the car itself, and even though it gets taken away and it never gets returned, the maskir still doesn't have to provide for a new car, the sale is valid. So it turns out that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Nesivos would depend on a classic chakira, what the concept is of a soicher. We learn now two ways how we view the right that a soicher has, a schus ishtamshus, that he has a right to use it. Either he has a right to use it because it's like he's a regular shoyo, he's borrowing it, just he pays money in order not to be chayiv oynus, but the reason why he has a right to use it is because he's borrowing it from the owner, or no. The reason why a soicher has a right to use it, he has a schus ishtamshus, is because it's like a kinyan lizman. He is really a shomer who is not allowed to use it. Since he's paying money, he has a right to use it for the time allotted.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.